Morning, everybody. Does anybody got a prayer request? That's prayer. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to come together again and worship you and pray for the Lauderdales and give them comfort, peace. Pray for Uncle David as he gives a sermon this morning. Help us to have ears to hear and help us to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I heard a talk about time this morning. I heard a guy, he was a coach, and he was talking to his players, and he was asking them, what would you do if every morning you woke up, you had $84,400 in your bank account, and you could spend it all, but what you didn't spend would be gone. But the next day, you get the same amount. And then what you didn't use or spend, it would be gone and you would never get it back. And they'd be, a lot of them said they'd just be spending it all, you know, trying to get rid of all of it, making the most out of it. And then his point was, God gives you something way more valuable than money. He gives you 84,400 seconds in a day. And he's like a lot of people choose to, if they had the money, they would be doing whatever they could to get rid of it, you know, being productive with it, just being active. But the time is way, way more valuable than the money, but they just choose to not use it wisely and not. I had this planned out in my head a lot better, but just not even just lay around all day and not put the work in or do things productive or help people, help their neighbor, help the next person behind them or anything. They just would rather just choose to spend on themselves and not help the next person in line behind them. And that's a lot planned out in my head a lot better, but so I didn't have much time to prepare for this. I was gone most of the week, but just what stuck out to me is most of it was how most of the kids would say they'd just spend whatever they could, you know, buy whatever. None of them said that they'd give it to charity or their neighbor or help someone in need. They would just spend it on themselves, kind of like the time thing, you know, they just use that time, give that time to God, and they would just waste it away. And at the end of the day, they'd what they didn't spend their time wisely on, they would just, it'd just be gone. And then they'd have regrets later on in life, thinking back that we should have did something different with our time and not just wasted it away. And that just kind of sticks out to me, how I want to be productive in my time and not waste it. This time is precious, and you only get so much time in a day, and some days it doesn't seem like you get enough time, but I mean, God gives you enough time to do what you're supposed to do in that day, and He'll give you more time the next day to do what you're supposed to do in that day. And it just kind of stuck out to me, and I've just been trying to apply that, you know, just not have wasted time throughout the day and just be productive and give my time to God and not try not to waste it any more than necessary. So yeah, that's about all I have.